Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go to the fourth inning, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. And we have our rivalry renewed inning. And for the play-by-play, we welcome the longtime voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling.
Well, Joe, it's nice to be on with you, of course. There's Alex Verdugo to lead it off. And he's a left-hand hitter, and he flied to left his first time. And the 1-0 is a strike. You know, Joe, tell me about Michael Walker. Got to be his best year in the major leagues ever.
He had a great rookie year with the Cardinals, beat the Red Sox in Game 2 of the World Series, but he's really been dominant. His command is so good. He really hits his spots.
The pitch low to...
You see, the Roger Maris family is here.
Oh, they're all here. And, Judge's parents are here. They were on the road with us. They're here on an everyday basis.
And they're from Northern California?
Yes. Yeah, not far away from San Francisco. It'll be a 3-1 to Verdugo and Tyone Deals. And there's a strike at the knees. 3-2. You know, Walker is a free agent, right?
Yes. Signed a one-year contract. He wants to come back, but we'll see what happens.
I don't know how he wouldn't come back.
Not a lot of success in Boston.
Boy, that's terrific. Here's a 3-2, and it's grounded foul at home plate. He's given up really a lot of very few home runs, and of course he's pitching half his game in Fenway, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, he's just hitting his spot so consistently. And of course he missed over a month with a shoulder issue.
Well, be a 3-2 to Verdugo. And the pitch is cut on him. That's another strikeout for Tyone. That's strikeout number 6. He's not really a strikeout pitcher.
What's made him so good?
Well, he has great control. Gives up hits. He pitches, as they say, to contact. But he really has very, very good control. So when he's spotting his pitches well, he's good. Obviously, if he's not, he gets hit. 1-0, and here is J.D. Martinez. And the pitch is a strike, 0-1.
Well, John, you have a New England background, right? You worked in Providence.
I sure did.
What, did you do a talk show, was it?
No, I was a boy disc jockey.
Playing the hits?
Yeah, way back. But, you know, about, here's the 0-1 about New England. Pitch grounded foul outside of third. Joe, I broadcast in my life four sports, the ones I like. Football, basketball, hockey, and obviously baseball. I have broadcast all four in Boston.
Really?
And I like to tell myself that I have been at every hotel in Boston. And I feel that's my second city. I've been there so much. Here is the 0-2, and the pitch is fouled. I was in BU for half a year. That was a very tough time in my life, and I transferred back to Columbia General Studies. But I did spend a half year there in college, then in Providence 2 years. And now, think of all the games.
Where did you do hockey?
Well, the Islanders.
Oh.
Late 70s.
Okay.
Here's the 0-2. Pitch high. But actually, the first hockey I did in Boston was the Whalers. The Boston Whalers of the WHA. I did the New York Raiders in the first year, and then they moved out of town. They were broke in the first 2 weeks, by the way. Here's the 1-2. Fouled away.
And didn't one of your triplets go to Boston College?
Yes. Yeah. Veronica is there right now. Doing very well. Yeah, she was there a week or two. And, I called her, obviously. Oh, Daddy, I love it. I love my professors. I love my students. She loved the whole thing. And she's loved it so much. And I've heard of this before. 1-2. Is outside. She loves it so much that when she graduates in June, she's a great student too, and she's thinking of living in Boston.
Oh.
So she loves it so much.
A convert. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's a Jersey girl. I mean, not in New York. Here's a 2-2 to JD. Broken back ground ball to third. Donaldson fields and fires just in time. And there are two in. What can you tell me about Bogarts, Devers, and Martinez? Do you think they'll sign?
I would say Red Sox have expressed strong interest in signing both Bogarts, who has an out, the contract continues, and Devers. JD, it would be doubtful.
Any reason why you think he is not hitting for power? He's hitting okay, but not hitting for great power.
Well, he's such a student of hitting. And he studies it so much, you wonder sometimes, is it overdone, the preparation? All the video?
I've heard that, as you have, in this passage. Now, I heard someone tell me once, they get so much information they can't handle it. The pitch to Casas is a strike, and the count 0-1.
Now, John, when I came over the last time to your booth, I had to call a Giancarlo Stanton Grand Slam, so... Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah.
Fair play here.
The 0-1. There's a ground ball to third. Donaldson fires. Casas is out. And so the Red Sox in the top of the fourth. Well, Joe, you know, always great seeing you and visiting with you and talking with you. And
now my turn to go over to be with you in your booth.
very quick inning. Three up, three down at the end of three and a half. No score on the WFAN, on whatever. Give the WEI.
The Shaw's in Star Market, WEI Red Sox Network.
Back to Red Sox baseball on WEI.
On to the bottom of the fourth, Miguel Gleyber Torres to lead it off against Michael Wacha. It is a real treat to have Susan Waldman for 36 years on the voice of the New York Yankees on radio. Susan?
Yeah.
Great to have you.
Thank you very much. Hi, Boston. All my family back there.
Here's the pitch to Gleyber, and a breaking ball on the inside corner. I can't believe when I was over with you on FAN, when you threw it to me, I didn't say, well, Susan, I thank you. I screwed that up.
This weekend.
0-1 is a ground ball foul outside of third.
And for those of us who were around in 61 and remember it really, really well, Joe Castiglione and I were trying to figure out, it must have been Ned Martin on radio. Joe, by the way, was not in Boston, so he was watching it on the other way.
Just a couple days before he got there.
Yeah, he was listening. He saw the Rizzuto call. I am pretty sure it was Ned Martin because that would have been his first year.
0-2 is skied into center field. Kike started in, now heads back. And in front of the warning track in the 408 sign, he's there to make the play. Yeah, and Kurt Gowdy was off doing football.
It would have been because it was a Sunday. So I had said Judge has got to do it here. He's got to do it against the Red Sox. And it's got to go to right field. And, I'm sorry, Tracy Stallard isn't here to see this. But and that was his rookie season. I remember that very, very well.
I mean, baseball has a funny way of deciding these things on its own. But it does feel like there's some poetry and history and the baseball gods are forcing it to this weekend.
Well, when Red Ruffing's great-great nephew, who pitches for the Pittsburgh Pirates, gave up homer number 60, it's the baseball gods are watching. So how it has to be this.
Yeah, that was Will Crow. One down in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Josh Donaldson, and he drives one into the gap in right center field, racing in. Kike, he will not get it there. It's a sinking base hit. for Donaldson, and that'll bring up Giancarlo Stanton. Susan, you know, this place is always electric this time of year. Red Sox, Yankees. But coming here today, you know, you walk in past all these pictures of Babe Ruth and the line of history straight through the Babe to Roger Maris to Aaron Judge. It is really overwhelming, the power of the history of this joint.
You know, the Maris children are here, or four of them are, and I wrote a letter down. I haven't gotten to meet them, but I wanted to tell them something, because when I was a kid...
Pitch to Stanton is strike one on the outside corner.
I grew up in Newton. In those days, we'd take the streetcar from Newton down to Fenway Park, and my brother was 11, and I was, it makes me 14, and we would walk, we'd go see the Yankees get off the bus. And my brother was too shy.
A 1 to Stanton, misses inside.
To ask either Roger or Mickey for an autograph, but Roger Maris, he was 11, and Roger Maris tussled his hair. And I told the Marises in this letter, you forget an autograph, you lose it. My brother still, he's retired, he still talks about the day Roger tussled his hair.
1-1 to Stanton is on the ground to first, bobbled a little bit by Casas. He steps on the bag, throws to shortstop where Bogarts waits. It's a reverse double play. He tags out Donaldson, and that is the inning. What in the world? We just had two half innings together, the fastest of the year.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Maybe next time we'll do it, we'll have a little longer.
Yeah, 10-hitter inning. Always an honor to be around you, Susan.
And
thanks
we'll
so
have
much.
To figure out what's going on with this team for next year.
We will. We will. That, trust me, everyone listening is invested in that. Susan Wallman, thanks so much. We go to the fifth inning, scoreless in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.